Welcome to Scripture Verse by Verse. My name is Michael Moret, and this is lecture number 41 in our study through the book of Deuteronomy. We are going verse by verse, as usual, and we pick up our study today in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 43, and Israel is preparing to enter into the Holy Land, and God is giving them some last-minute instructions, and along with that, he is promising them great blessings for continued obedience. But as we saw last time, he is also warning them of terrible curses, the curse of sin that will come upon them if they abandon the Lord their God. And we pick up in the middle of that teaching by God. And let's begin in verse 43 of Deuteronomy 28. Lord, we ask that you would add your blessing to your word in Jesus' name. Amen. God says, "The alien or the foreigner who is among you shall rise higher and higher above you, and you shall come down lower and lower." Foreigners in Israel will be more successful than Israelites if they turn away from the Lord their God. 44. He shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. Because things will not be going well for the Israelites, they will depend on others. And when you have to depend on others, then you also have to let them call the shots to a certain extent in your life. You lose some of your freedoms when you are dependent on others. The Bible says that the borrower is the slave to the lender. 45. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you and pursue and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you did not obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded you. It's really very simple. We either submit to God, or sooner or later, the curse of sin catches up to us and we are miserable. And that is what he is warning Israel about as they are about to enter the land. 46. And they shall be upon you for a sign and a wonder, and on your descendants forever. What an awful price the Israelites have paid for their sin against God. The curse of sin came upon them in the Old Testament, and it got a big boost when they killed their Messiah. And it will be with them until there is a new heaven and a new earth. They will have to live with it. 47. Because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart for the abundance of everything. Stop there for a second. They had been given a wonderful life by God, but they didn't appreciate how good God was. They loved the good life more than the good God who gave it to them. And that led to sin, and that led to all these curses that God is warning them ahead about. 48. Therefore you shall serve your enemies, whom the Lord will send against you, in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, and in need of everything. And he will put a yoke of iron on your neck until he has destroyed you. Because Israel did not serve their good God, who only wanted to bless them, they will serve their enemies, who will be mean to them. You see, serving is inevitable. The only question is, will it be God or sin and its bad consequences? 49. The Lord will bring a nation against you from afar, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose language you will not understand. The last world empire to squash Israel was Rome. And they brought rulers and soldiers from what was thought to be the ends of the earth, as God says here in verse 49. They brought many of their rulers and soldiers from England to do the job against Israel. 50. A nation of fierce countenance, which does not respect the elderly, nor show favor to the young. History records that Rome didn't show mercy to any Israelites, no matter what their age was or what their sex was. No mercy. 51. And they shall eat the increase of your livestock and the produce of your land until you are destroyed. They shall not leave you grain or new wine or oil or the increase of your cattle or the offspring of your flocks until they have destroyed you. They would not give God their devotions, so the enemy took away all their God-giving blessings, all their God-given blessings, and God let them do it too as punishment. 52. They shall besiege you at all your gates until your high and fortified walls in which you trust come down throughout all your land. And they shall besiege you at all your gates throughout all your land which the Lord your God has given you. I guess Israel got to the place where they felt that they were so powerful and so prosperous that they didn't even need God, and so they didn't worry about pleasing God or serving Him. Well, no one or nothing takes the place of God and gets away with it. And so God destroyed their walls and their fortifications or whatever else they relied on in place of Him. He showed them how foolish that is. Verse 53, you shall eat the fruit of your own body, the flesh of your sons and your daughters, whom the Lord your God has given you, in the siege and desperate straits in which your enemies shall distress you. And they did. They not only ate their own babies, they killed their own babies and ate them. Nothing can possibly be more shocking and unnatural than that, but that is what their sin led to. 54. The sensitive and very refined man among you will be hostile toward his brother, toward the wife of his bosom, and toward the rest of his children whom he leaves behind. God says a normally caring man will turn evil because of the pressure to survive. It's going to be so strong. And he won't care about his family, and he won't care about his wife, and he won't care about any children that he hasn't eaten yet either. It's really an ugly situation. It got to be very ugly because this came to pass. Verse 55. So that he will not give any of them the flesh of his children whom he will eat, because he has nothing left in the siege and desperate straits in which your enemy shall distress you at all your gates. Sin and its consequences will drive the Israelites mad. There's no other word for it. They will kill their children. They will have them for supper. And like a dog that growls when you try to take his bone, they'll growl if anybody tries to steal part of their dead child and eat them. Just incredible. Verse 56, the tender and delicate woman among you, who would not venture to set the sole of her foot on the ground because of her delicateness and sensitivity, will refuse to the husband of her bosom and to her son and to her daughter. A woman, God says, the type who, you know, would open a window to let a fly out rather than swat it. That kind of a woman will become like a wild animal. 57. Her placenta, which comes out from between her feet, and her children, whom she bears. For she will eat them secretly, for lack of everything in the siege and desperate straits, in which your enemies shall distress you at all your gates. The once tender mother will eat her newborn baby. No one, push comes to shove, an evil, impenitent sinner will lose their humanity in order to survive. And that is what happened in Israel. And you could probably tell these people ahead of time. They probably heard this coming from God ahead of time and thought, never happened. We would never do anything like this. They did. 58. If you do not carefully observe all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God. It is very important not to lose our holy awe of God. And I think it is happening. I know it is happening, even in some Christian circles today. People are way too familiar with the Lord. And when Christians stop fearing the glorious and awesome name of God, just like when Israel stopped fearing that, it's trouble. Verse 59. Then the Lord will bring upon you and your descendants extraordinary plagues, great and prolonged plagues, and serious and prolonged sicknesses. God is God, and we better not ever forget it. God says, Israel, if you treat me with contempt, I will pound you with so much bad that you won't be able to stand it. 60. Moreover, he will bring back on you all the diseases of Egypt of which you were afraid, and they shall cling to you. In other words, remember all the plagues that I sent on Egypt because they won't set you free? Well, they're going to come on you. 61. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in this book of the law will the Lord bring upon you until you are destroyed. God has mentioned a lot of bad things in this book that would happen to Israel if they walk away from the Lord. But really, those things were just a sample of the bad things to come. The fact is, every sickness, disease, plague that has at any time or anywhere come upon man would come upon them if they turn away from God. 62. You shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of heaven in multitude, because you would not obey the voice of the Lord your God. When Babylon later conquers Israel, they will kill many Jews and deport many others until hardly any are left in the Holy Land. 63. We'll stop with this today. And it shall be that just as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and bring you to nothing, and you shall be plucked from off the land which you go to possess. God had enjoyed blessing his people and making them happy. But when they turn from him and fill his land with sin, he will enjoy getting rid of them, like you would enjoy getting rid of a bad tooth. Judgment is God's strange work. He doesn't like it, but he hates sin even more. And so he will do it. Until next time, Michael Moret. So long, everyone.